Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Biomed News breaks: Editx Inc., ADTX, appoints Evofem CEO Sandra Pelletier to Board of Directors. Addix Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, has appointed Sandra Pelletier, CEO of Evofem Biosciences, OTCPK, EVFM, to its board of directors as the company sharpens its focus on women's health. With over 30 years of global pharmaceutical experience, Pelletier led the approval and commercial growth of Fexiar at Evofem. She also holds board roles at WinTree Therapeutics, NASDAQ that WINT, and serves on nonprofit advisory boards focused on women's empowerment and health. Addix operates an innovation platform dedicated to accelerating health innovations and plans to introduce programs focused on public health and women's health. The closing of transactions with Apelli Therapeutics Inc., TSX, ALDC, APLF, and Evofem is subject to conditions, including shareholder approval and capital funding. For more information, visit Addix's newsroom at https://ax. GeoVax highlights broad cross-protective immunity of multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine candidates at Keystone Symposia. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlighted the broad cross-protective immunity of their multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine candidates at the Keystone Symposia. Preclinical studies show durable protection against SARS-CoV-2 variants, including Omicron XBB.5, driven by T-cell responses. The studies presented at the symposia showcased the ability of their MVA-vectored COVID-19 vaccines to induce lasting cross-reactive immunity against variants in animal models. These findings emphasize the importance of GeoVax's multi-antigen design strategy in addressing variant evasion and immune response challenges in vulnerable populations. The presentations detailed the efficacy of GEO-CM02 and GEO-CM04S1 vaccine candidates in providing protection against various strains and subvariants of the virus, demonstrating the value of inducing broadly specific immune responses to combat evolving SARS-CoV-2 variants.
Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts hosts Pensacola, Florida CME Conference in primary and specialty care settings. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts, a leading provider of continuing medical education, is hosting a CME conference for healthcare professionals on September 9-12, 2025 at Hilton Pensacola Beach in Pensacola Beach, FL. Attendees can earn up to 39 CME credits and 10 5D APRN pharmacology credits. Expert speakers will cover topics such as dermatology, diabetes, orthopedics, women's health, cardiology, and emergency medicine. For more information about the conference and speaker bios, visit skinbonescme.com. If you can't attend, consider other conference locations or online CME options. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts has been a popular choice for healthcare professionals with over 20,000 attendees, learning from 125 speakers at 87 conference sites since 2011. Make the most of your CME experience with Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts.
Lexham signs long-term contract with SLU to host one-of-a-kind muscle research lab. Lexham LLC has partnered with SLU Uppsala, Sweden, to host a unique muscle research lab led by Lars Larsson, MD, PhD. This experimental ICU model allows for long-term mechanistic and intervention studies on muscle mass and function under ICU conditions. The partnership aims to advance research into therapies for muscle myopathies, including critical illness myopathy. Professor Larsson expressed satisfaction with the collaboration, highlighting its potential to benefit millions of patients. Lexham is focused on developing biologic therapies for acquired muscle myopathies, with phase 2A studies on the horizon. SLU, known for its work in clinical sciences, plays a crucial role in supporting this groundbreaking research.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.